Welcome to the first podcast. We start every chapter with a podcast that summarizes the content of the e-main topic. I'm James, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Lisa. How are you doing today, Lisa?
I'm great, James. Excited about today's topic. It's one that's close to my heart, and I think it's going to resonate with a lot of our listeners.
Absolutely. Today, we're diving into something fundamental but so inspiring. What makes a top teacher? We're going to unpack the mindsets, habits, and practical strategies that great educators use to create impactful learning experiences. Sound good?
It sounds fantastic. Being a great teacher isn't just about knowing your subject, it's about connecting with your students, creating a productive environment, and constantly improving your craft. So, where should we start, James?
Let's kick off with attitudes and mindsets, the inner work of expert teaching. A lot of it starts with what you believe. For instance, one key belief is having a learner-first mindset, seeing every child as an individual with unique prior knowledge, skills, and gaps. What do you think about that, Lisa?
It's absolutely crucial. When you tailor your teaching to what students already know and what they're ready to learn next, you're meeting them where they are, not where you wish they were. That's so powerful. And speaking of mindsets, I also love the idea of a growth mindset, not just for students, but for teachers too.
Right, the idea that skills and competences can improve with effort and support. It's seeing mistakes not as failures, but as learning opportunities. And that attitude isn't just motivating, it's contagious. When you model it, your students pick it up too.
Exactly. Another big one is creating safe and respectful relationships in the classroom. If students feel emotionally safe, they're far more likely to take risks, be curious, and engage deeply. Building that trust is foundational.
And it ties into the idea of humble curiosity, doesn't it? Being comfortable as a teacher saying, "I don't know, let's find out together." That not only models inquiry but shows students that learning is a process, even for adults.
Yes. And let's not forget equity, focusing on students in the middle or those struggling, who often need the most support. It's about ensuring every student gets what they need to succeed.
Absolutely. Now, those are the mindsets. Let's talk about the daily habits of top teachers, the small, practical routines that make a big difference. Lisa, do you have a favorite one?
Oh, there are so many. But one of my favorites is starting a lesson with a quick diagnostic, a 2 to 5 minute check to see what students already know. It's such a simple way to anchor new content to their prior knowledge.
I love that one too. It's like setting the stage for the lesson. Another great habit is having a warm emotional check-in, something as simple as a quick greeting or a thumbs up or thumbs down to gauge how students are feeling. It builds that relational climate we talked about earlier.
Yes. And it helps students feel seen and valued. And then there's the importance of clear learning objectives, telling students not just what they're learning but why it's important. I think that clarity really boosts engagement.
Totally agree. And formative feedback is another big one. Instead of just giving grades, it's about providing actionable comments that help students understand what to improve and how to do it. That's where real learning happens.
And don't forget active learning. Whether it's a short pair-share discussion or a hands-on activity, it's so important to get students actively involved, not just passively listening.
Exactly. And ending the lesson with a metacognitive wrap-up, something like, "What helped you learn today?" is such a simple but effective way to help students reflect on their learning.
And for teachers, reflecting after class is just as important. Taking 5 minutes to jot down what worked, what didn't, and what you might tweak next time can really help refine your practice over time.
Great point. Now, let's talk about classroom culture, making it safe and productive. Lisa, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you here?
Building emotional safety, hands down. Predictable routines and fair treatment go a long way in helping students trust their teacher and invest in learning. Without that foundation, it's hard to make progress.
Completely agree. And I think encouraging exploration over rewards is key too. When students are motivated by curiosity rather than extrinsic rewards, their learning tends to stick much longer.
Yes, and celebrating effort and strategy rather than just results is a great way to reinforce that. Praise students for their persistence, the strategies they used, or how they tackled a challenge, not just the final outcome.
Absolutely. And addressing diversity with respect is another big one, whether it's cultural backgrounds, learning styles, or gender. It's about planning lessons that include varied entry points so everyone feels included.
Right, and that leads perfectly into planning and assessment. Good planning starts with clear objectives, anchoring to prior knowledge, and using active methods. But it also includes checks for understanding throughout the lesson.
Definitely. And the sequence of diagnostic, formative, and summative assessments is so important. Diagnostics help you find starting points, formative assessments guide the process, and summative assessments help you reflect on the overall impact.
And let's not forget metacognitive feedback, asking students to evaluate their own learning and set small next goals. It's such a powerful way to build their self-awareness.
It really is. Now, before we wrap up, let's touch on one last area, continuous professional development. Top teachers are learners too, aren't they?
Absolutely. Whether it's reading a new research article, exploring open educational resources, or peer observing a colleague, staying curious and open to new ideas is key.
I love the idea of a personal development plan, setting 2 or 3 growth goals for the year and running small cycles of practice and reflection. It keeps things manageable but impactful.
Exactly. And as we've been saying throughout, it's about small, consistent changes. You don't have to overhaul everything overnight. Just try one new idea, reflect, and refine.
Perfectly said, Lisa. Well, that's all we have time for today. We hope this discussion has inspired you to try something new in your teaching practice, whether it's a quick diagnostic, an active learning task, or just taking 5 minutes to reflect after class.
Yes. And remember, top teaching isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Small, thoughtful steps can lead to big changes over time. Thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Take care, and happy teaching.